It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This Saturday is National Record Store Day. What started 8 years ago as a gathering of store owners and employees celebrating the culture of independent record stores has evolved to include major music industry events, limited edition album releases, and people camped out in front of record stores. It's one of the biggest days of the year for record stores and collectors alike.
I like that it was started to bring back the whole record store experience, to bring back the interaction with the record store clerk and the customer, how people used to go every weekend to their local record store, and it was a social event. It was like, a barbershop where, guys and gals would come in and discuss the latest hot tracks of the week. So I love that it's bringing that back to the mainstream. My name is James Scaletti, professionally known as Selecta, and I've been doing radio since the late 80s and DJing parties since around 88, and I'm just all around record nerd, vinyl aficionado.
Selecta is part owner of 720 Records in Lawrenceville, a combination record store, vintage clothing store, coffee shop, and multi-purpose space. When you walk into 720, the atmosphere reflects the DJ-oriented customers and owners. It's hip, laid back, all about style, and a love for all things old school.
Running in just a traditional record store, we can never do it. That's why we've incorporated clothing into our space, and we're a venue, so we have jazz nights. We used to have yoga here. We do wedding events, so it's like a multi-purpose space. That's how we're able to stay afloat. There are record stores around the city that just focus on music. I'm not quite sure how they do it. I don't know that formula yet, so we're going to stick with this all-purpose space.
My name is Carl Hendricks, and I'm the owner of Soundcat Records here in Bloomfield.
Carl has worked at Soundcat for more than 25 years as both an owner and an employee. This record store is a throwback to that traditional neighborhood record store, located on Liberty Avenue in the busiest part of Bloomfield. It's a reminder of the record store you might have walked down the block to visit on Saturdays as a kid. You'll see tables with rows of CDs and milk crates full of vinyl LPs. Carl describes Soundcat as a general record store.
By general, I hope I don't mean boring, but a store that would offer something to anybody of any age, any kind of musical interest, alternative rock, indie rock. We sell folk, jazz, blues, tiny bit of classical, more experimental noise and industrial stuff. What binds people together is not interest in one particular genre of music, but just interest in the experience of going out, finding that object, and leaving the store with that object and taking it home. It's kind of like the adventure or journey of it, I guess. We don't have a lot of business leading up to Record Store Day. Then we have basically what sort of seems to amount to about a month worth of business in one day, and then we don't have a lot of business after that. So it sort of, crams all of our business for the spring into one day, which is kind of crazy, but that's how we have to do it.
it's akin to our Black Friday, I would say. The only problem is that you see these customers that want these collectors limited run products, and they don't return throughout the year. So that's the only obstacle, is how do we get them to come back? And with people buying their titles up and reselling them on eBay and such, that's been a big problem as well.
Pittsburgh reportedly has 11 independent record stores participating in Record Store Day, a high number, according to Selecta.
We have a large amount of record stores per capita, believe it or not, here in Pittsburgh. We have Soundcat, we have Dave's Music Mine, we have Mind Cure, we have Way of Jerry's, which alone is, people come from places throughout the world to frequent Jerry's. So many recording stars have been in there on the sneak tip, not even letting the public know that they're in there digging for dusty records. But yeah, Jerry's is a great institution here in Pittsburgh.
My name is Jerry Weber, and I've been selling records for 40 years here in the wonderful musical city of Pittsburgh.
Jerry buys used records. He's accumulated more than 2.5 million of them and says he'd rather sell 100 records for $5 a piece than one record for $500. Which is why he has a very unique approach to Record Store Day.
Sometimes I come to work and there's four boxes of records sitting out in front of the door that people leave there. Now, they're not often, Beatles and Rolling Stones, but they're records. And I have a a quirk of mine is I can't throw a record away. So I box them up in boxes of 100, and I give them away. But you're not allowed to look at them. You have to take the whole box.
In this way, Jerry plans to give out 25,000 free records this Saturday. That's right, 25,000 records.
People say, what's in there? And I say, well, there's good records in not-so-good shape, and there's bad records in great shape. But they're all free, and they're all music, so hopefully you'll find something that you can use. Now, I know for a fact people use them for art projects. People use them to make bowls out of them and crazy things, but that's all right. I can't throw them away. I'd rather give them away and let somebody have fun with them.
The vinyl market is prolific here for a number of reasons.
We've had so many great doo-wop groups from Pittsburgh put out releases, and a lot of Pittsburgh citizens collected those records, and they're sitting around in basements, and they're being resold at various record stores only in Pittsburgh. So I think because we were so prevalent on the, people like Porky Chedwick and the show he used to do on Wham-O back in the days, that those records are floating around here, and they're worth, they could be worth thousands of dollars. There was a record called The Berg that was just resurfaced a number of years ago. And if you find that, you're in for a good $500 or $600 for a 45, for a 7-inch record.
Jerry says Pittsburgh is not only a hotbed of musical talent, it's also one of the best record collecting areas in the country.
The first record chain in the United States was National Record Mart, and they opened in the 50s. And their claim to fame was they had like 70 stores spread all over West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and every small town had a National Record Mart. And they would special order any record that was in print for you. They were the only people that ever did that. So you'll go into a house up in, like, Butler, and you'll find, these great 60s and 70s jazz records. Then you say, well, what are they doing in Butler? Because Butler had a National Record Mart. Mercer had a National Record Mart. McKeesport had a National Record Mart. They were everywhere.
That generation of National Record Mart customers is now dropping their old albums off, and what was once a market for middle-aged men is now expanding to teens and 20 and 30-somethings of both genders.
See, it's cool to have records, Anybody can have an iPod and an MP3. If someone invites you over to their room and they say, I have 2,000 records on my MP3, or they say, wow, you got records on your wall, and you can pull them off and play them. There's a little cool factor still there. Most of these records in this store are 40, 50, and some are 60 years old. Now, just think about that. We don't sell anything that's beat up. Everything's guaranteed. So, if you buy a record off me and you're in your 20s and you live to be 70, you're going to have like a 100-year-old Beatles album, and you can give it to your great-grandchildren,
For those who love music, vinyl collecting is one of the most lasting, sentimental, and social hobbies to take up. National Record Store Day is this Saturday, April 19th. For a listing of local independent record stores participating, visit our website, wesa.fm.